Drew Doherty, John Harris, joined by football royalty. One of the greatest safeties ever, maybe the greatest safety ever.
No, the greatest.
You know what? One of the great things about sports is that there's always that one guy that's going to get better than everybody else. And I don't know who he is, but he's going to get better than every, you know. And so you got to know that that guy is out there. And I think the great thing about sports is that it's a prove-it deal. That's the best part about this weekend. There are going to be a lot of guys out there trying to prove it.
No doubt.
And, you know, Tom Brady, who doesn't have to prove it, will tell you that the reason that he's here, he has to prove it. He wants to be the best ever, and he's got to beat Joe. He's got to beat Terry Bradshaw, and he's got to have more rings than them. So it's always a prove-it moment, and I trust me. You know, one of the reasons that I think I'm here today sometimes is that I'm still trying to prove it. I'm still trying to prove that I'm one of the best.
There's no question, Ronnie. I got moved to safety my senior year of high school. Okay. I played linebacker. I got moved to safety. And I remember I was angry. I did not want to play safety. And I remember my coach, he was this old guy from Arkansas. He said, look, just go find the best safety and watch him. And so I watched you. But it was the way that you played. You were so smart. How did preparation aid the way that you played the game, and how did that help your 49ers defense?
Yeah, I'm in the state of Texas right now, and there was a guy by the name of Dennis Thurman, and he played
Cowboys. Yeah,
played safety, and he was a safety at USC when I was a freshman, and he came back after his rookie year, and he came back and he says, "Hey, Ronnie, this is what you have to do." And he got Dennis Smith and myself, and he set us down, and he goes, "We're going to go to quarterback school." I'm like, "Quarterback school? I'm a defensive back." He goes, "No, this is what you do.
Yeah.
And this is how you have to prepare to play defensive back for the Dallas Cowboys." So for those 4 years, I've learned how to be a defensive back in the National Football League. And what you learn is that there are so many nuances, like the fact that when you're running, how do you play the ball in the air?
Yeah.
Which we see a lot of defensive backs have a tough time trying to play the ball in the air. How do you learn how to be great at bump and run? How do you know when to get up and play bump run? Do you play bump and run in the red zone a certain way? Do you play bump and run differently in the open field? So there are so many nuances to playing that position. And to me, I love it. And when I get a chance to talk to Mike Haynes from the Raiders, and I'm sitting with him and talking with him, or if I see, you know, Dick LeBeau, I'm talking to him about what he thinks. Or when you see different guys that have played that, you're constantly learning. And to me, that's what you don't see guys doing today. You know, it was like, you know, when I'm around guys, you should be asking questions about what should I do to get better. And I've always asked that question. So to answer the question, man, I've always said I got to answer the questions of the things that I don't know about everything about the game. And when you're playing defense, the only way to get an advantage against Tom Brady, you better know a lot about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And by the way, I know a lot about him, so much that I know what high school he went to. I know how he played. I know how he was thinking. I know his family. And my point is, that's what you have to do if you really want to beat somebody.
How did that, basically everything you just talked about, how does that color how you watch games today?
Oh, that's why I'm going home. Because when I watch the game, I'm immersed in the game. I mean, I dive into the game. I want to dive into the souls of the players, and the reason why is that there's going to be moments in the game that, and I believe this, you watch a Patriot play, and man, they are playing a little bit harder. They're able to find inches that they always define themselves of being able to get ahead of somebody. And you're going, how did that guy get ahead of that guy? They're just trying a little bit harder. They're trying a little bit more in terms of giving more to the moment. And to me, you see it so many times. And this past weekend, or, you know, the weekend before, I tipped my hat to them. And I said, finally, I had to give in and realize that, man, they out-compete people.
Yep.
Everybody talks about their preparation. But they out-compete people. And if you know anything about the game of football, man, inches, like Dwight Clark, when he made his great catch, those inches matter, man, and they have a lot of guys that will out-compete you. And so in a game like this, if they're going to beat them, Atlanta, you got to out-compete them. Yeah. There's no free lunches when you play the Patriots.
One of the great stories, I think, about you, Ronnie, was when you were a rookie, and all of your teammates have talked about this in 81, you were the guy that stood up in the locker room and said, this is how we're going to play as 49ers. Where does that come from as a rookie, not having been in that locker room, to step up and say, you follow my lead? I'm not following your lead. You follow my lead.
Because ultimately, our jobs are to be champions. Today, you guys woke up wanting to be champions. And the reason you wanted to be champions is because the voice that you've created is it has purpose. It's a voice that everything matters, because everything that you guys say, people want to hear. And I think one of the great things that when you recognize that, whether you're 20 or whether you're 50 or whether you're 10, man, use your voice. Use the power of your voice, and not only use it, but use it in a way where you can empower people. And in our case, I realized that, man, when I was at USC, I saw some great football players.
Yeah.
I saw guys like Anthony Munoz. I saw guys like Marcus Allen, Charlie White. I saw some of the best ever to play, and they used their voice to show that this is what you have to do to be a champion. And when I got to the 49ers, I realized that, and I'll never forget it. I was like, hey, man, to be a champion, we have to do certain things a certain way. And I remember distinctly that last, you know, going into this week, going up in Pontiac and sitting there, if you practice this way, a certain way, if you had to go out the night before a certain way, whatever you did the last 20 weeks, do it the same way, because we're going to win this game. But that's the belief inside your heart. And I think one of the fascinating things, nobody knows that. We don't know if that's going to happen with Atlanta. We don't know if there's a guy that is going to have his moment to say, we own this day. And we do know that the Patriots have a couple of guys. Matter of fact, they got some guys that we don't even know who's going to show up that might show up to do something spectacular. So that's what I love about these moments, man, that you can define yourself because you want your voice to matter.
Well, Ronnie, we have, between the two of us, about 455,000 more questions we'd like to ask you, but our boss is off to your right, waving us that we have to end this, sadly. So, Ronnie,
hey, man,
thank you
guys.
So much for the time. We really had a great time.
I could do it all night with you guys.
We'll do it another time. But thank you so much, and enjoy the Super Bowl.
All right, take care, guys.
The great Ronnie Lott here on Texans Radio.